A lot can happen in 24 hours. So come spend your days with me, E-Troubles. Welcome. Just when y'all thought it was over, guys, I have returned. What's going on? It's me, Elizabeth Troubles. I am here and I am back. Let's talk about it. First of all, I've been gone for like 2 years. I know. I've been gone for like 2 years and y'all don't even know what happened. So basically, we're just going to jump right in it because I got to tell y'all, I have to get it off my chest. So, in the beginning of 2022, I was hit by a car, y'all. Are y'all listening to me? I am crossing the street and the vehicle struck me. Car on body. Vehicle on a person. Crazy. Crazy as hell. I slept and I wept the entire 2022 away. I was doped up, sleeping, getting surgeries. Like, I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. The vibrations of my voice killed my entire body, guys. But I'm here and I'm alive. Now, let me tell you how this shit happened. Right, so I had class that day and I did class. Class was over. I'm on the phone with a friend of mine and she reminds me that I have to do something for her. And I tell her that I'm hungry. I'm like, yeah, I'm hungry. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to get something to eat. When I go outside and I get something to eat, I will do what you asked me to do. And that's exactly what I do. So I leave my house, I get in the car. It's rainy. It is rainy that day, right? But it's not like terrible rainstorm. I can't see what's happening. It was just like a drizzle. It was drizzling. It was a little gray, but it wasn't that bad, right? So anyway, I get in the car. I park into a parking lot, right? So this parking lot is the supermarket's parking lot, excuse me. The supermarket's parking lot, right? Stop and Shop. So if any of my Staten Islanders are listening, I park at the second opening right in front of the animal hospital. I park the car. I exit the car. I come across the street so that I'm able to go into the store and purchase something to eat. I order my food. I go to the other store in which I needed to go to, right, for my friend. I told you, my friend was like, yo, I need you to do something for me. I did it. I come directly back to the corner that I walked from so that I can cross the same exact street to get back to my car. I get to the corner. I am on the phone with my friend. We are chit-chatting and everything is great, blah, blah, blah. Staten Islanders, y'all know good and well that at that second opening to Stop and Shop parking lot, there is no traffic light, right? Right. So I'm standing at the corner and all the cars are at a standstill, right? So I'm standing there. I'm waiting. I'm an adult. I know how to cross the street. So I'm watching everyone try to figure out who's moving, what's happening, where are we going. So I promise you, it was like an entire 3 minutes. 3 minutes is a long time, right? So I'm at the corner. It's 3 whole minutes. No one is moving. So I'm like, oh, maybe they are waiting for me to cross the street. They're giving me my leeway. So I proceed to cross the street. I put my hands up in the air so that all drivers can see me crossing the street. I get to the yellow lines. And as my foot touches the yellow line, my left foot touches the yellow lines, the man who was exiting that exact parking lot, just decides to press on the gas and to drive out of the parking lot. So my weirdo self, I'm looking at the car. As the car is coming toward me, I'm looking at the car and I'm out loud, I'm saying, I'm like, yo, what are you doing? I'm trying to walk away from the car. The car is turning. It wants to make that right turn. It wants to make that right turn. It just turns. I'm trying to walk away from the car. And the man fucking hits me. Like, he hits me. I stumble back from the impact, but he never takes his foot off of the gas. I'm so hyped just telling y'all this shit all. I'm like reliving it, right? So he never takes his foot off of the gas. So he hits me again. That second time he hit me, it was like me and the car became one, right? Because he's on my left side. He's on the left side of my body. My hip, like the grill of the car is like up to my chest, right? It was like a Lexus. It was a Lexus SUV. Right? So the grill is like up to my chest. My hip is like pressed against the grill. And this man is dragging me. My feet are on the floor, dragging along the street. Yo, first of all, even if you didn't see me, you didn't feel me? On your car, sir? That's nuts. How do you not feel something? Feel someone. You know, you didn't hear a thud as you slammed your car into my body? Did that not happen? It must have not, because the man never took his fucking foot off the gas. So I'm sliding. In my head, I'm telling myself, girl, get this car off of your body. You are not touching this floor. Get this car off of you. Get it off. So in my head, that fight or flight just like went into action, right? So in my head, I'm pushing the car off me. Like, in my head, I look like Hancock in the scene where he stops the car and his feet are just sliding across the street, like both hands perfectly on the hood of the car. I'm sliding and I'm telling myself, this man is trying to kill you. Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? What was the last thing you did to someone? Is this your karma? Is somebody trying to get back at you? Like, I'm losing it. I'm absolutely losing it, right? So I never touched the floor, but when the man finally decided to stop, I like spun out into like a Tasmanian devil spin, right? I'm flailing, my arms are all over the place. I'm trying to catch balance. I can't, there's nothing for me to grab on. I'm in the middle of the damn street. I catch myself and I am back at the same corner in which I started from. Like, he like dragged me and I done spun off and I ended up right back where I started. So now when I stop, I recognize that I'm alive, right? Oh my God, I'm alive. My back is facing toward the street. So once I realize you're alive, you're okay, I turn around with like all rage. Like rage. It was rage. It was confusion. It was anger. All of that appeared at once. My adrenaline was like pumping through my eyeballs. I couldn't feel anything. I was ready to fucking fly. I turn around and I look at the car that hit me. So now I am rapidly approaching the car. Because in my head, I'm like, whoever just hit me, whoever just dragged me, I'm beating their ass. Because I was dragged. Like, I was dragged. My adrenaline, there's no logic coming out of me now. I was just dragged. I'm beating this person's ass. I spin around, right? And I start rapidly approaching the vehicle. By the time my foot gets to, like, a certain point in which I had enough space to reach for the door to open it before I got, like, directly in front of the door, I try to open the door. Because I'm like, I'm dragging this person out. I don't care who it is. I'm dragging this person out. So my foot gets to that position. I hurry up and I grab onto the door handle and the door's locked. So now I lose it. So I start punching. I wish you guys were there. Nobody fucking helped me. Everybody looked at me like I was retarded. Right? So anyway, I am punching the window. Punching the window. Put your window down. Put your window down. I'm punching the window. I'm punching the window. He proceeds to let the window down. And by the time it got to like his eyebrows and started to lower some more to where I can see his eyeballs, I see the cataracts in his face. Like his eyes were this blue. And instantly, I like almost started convulsing because right then and there, I had to make a decision. Am I going to beat this man's ass? Or did I really just get hit and I have to take this L? Like I'm in fucking pain. I don't know what to do. I had both the devil and my angel sitting on my shoulders. Girl, get him. Snatch him. Snatch him. My angel's like, girl, you better not touch him. You better not touch this elderly man. I'm sitting there just having this internal fight. I couldn't even speak. This man had the nerve to look at me and say to me, you darted out into the streets. And he puts his window up and the man drives the fuck off. Like nothing happened. Like nothing happened. Like nothing happened. Yo, like nothing happened. And I'm standing there looking so fucking dumb. I look so dumb. I'm so confused. I'm so hurt. My adrenaline is still pumping. Like it didn't lower. It did not go down. It did not go down. I'm just there watching this man drive away. Here's the stupid part. Somehow through all of that, I still had my phone in my hand. Didn't drop it once. It didn't fall. Nothing. Nothing. I had this phone in my hands. So as this man is driving off, I'm losing it. I'm smart enough to realize you still got the phone in the hand. Take a picture of this man's car. So I do that. When I do that, I'm literally stuck because everybody just continued on with their day. There wasn't one soul that was like, oh my God, are you okay? Do you need some help? Do you need some water? I saw you trying to fight the car. I saw you trying to fight the car. Do you need some water, bitch? None of that. Everybody just continued to drive and go about their day. So now the adrenaline is going down. I'm like slow limping to my car. When I get into the car, I sit and I close the door. I felt everything. 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 Everything just started to hit me. And I'm like, oh my God. I still have the phone in my hand. Are y'all hearing me? I still have the fucking phone in my hand. And I just look down at my phone and I tell my homegirl, I'm like, yo, I was just hit by a car. She's like, What? And I'm like, I was just hit by a car and I am now in a lot of pain. She's like, what? And I'm like, bitch, I She goes, is that all the noise I was hearing on the phone? Yo! Yes, that was all the noise you was just hearing. I just got dragged by an elderly man, and then this man told me that I darted out into the streets. So now she's yelling at me. She's like, call the ambulance, call everybody. And I'm like, yo, I'm in so much pain. Like, I'm in so much pain. I could do nothing but just like shake my head. I'm sitting in the car and I'm just shaking my head like, did that really just happen? It really just happened. Like, my body is screaming in pain. So she hangs up with me and I call 911. I'm calling everyone. I'm like, yo, I was just hit by a car. This is where I'm at. I am sitting inside of my car. I really cannot move right now. I need help. So now everybody comes. Police officers come. The fire department comes. They have to like pick me up out of my car to put me into the ambulance. And the rest is fucking history. I end up needing rotator cuff surgery. I also needed cervical disc replacement. And they wanted to do surgery on my knee, but I was so exhausted. I'm like, nah, you guys cannot continue to keep cutting me open like this. Y'all are pumping me with all this dope. I'm sleeping the entire year away. Not to mention, I have children. I have 9-year-old twins. If y'all remember, I have 4 children in total, but the grown children are out of the house. They're grown. The 9-year-old twins obviously reside with me. Guys, when I tell you my house was upside down, it was upside down. Like, me bending over to pick anything up wasn't happening. Me trying to pick up a pot just to cook something for the children wasn't happening. Every step I took was painful. I did nothing but like cry that whole year. I did nothing but cry. I'm lying. Eventually, my birthday came up and I tried so hard. I tried so hard to get dressed. Everything hurt, and I still tried. I tried with all of my heart. It was absolutely terrible. It was absolutely terrible. So the first surgery I got was the rotator cuff, right? So now with this rotator cuff surgery, I had to keep my left arm, which is my driving arm. I kept my left arm. I had to keep my left arm in a sling for like a week. And I couldn't take the sling off to like even rest the shoulder from holding. You know what I mean? Like the sling, you know how to sling strap? I couldn't even do that. So I sleep with this sling on for about a week or two. And I'm able to take it off. But now I have to pry my arm away from my body because it's stuck in that sling position. So now the doctors are sending me machines in which I have to grab onto, and then this machine pulls your arm up for you. That's nuts. That's nuts. If I wanted to give someone a high five, I could not because my arm was stuck in a sling position. I had to pull my arm apart from my body, pull my hands off of my chest, and then to start pulling my arm up so that I may raise my hand. Woo! That's just the first one. I go through the recovery, right? Once I am at a level, I guess, of recovery that the doctors were satisfied with, I'm going nuts with this whole cervical thing, right? So basically, in my neck or my spine, right, there was a disc that was so bulged, so like protruding out, like it was so protruded to the point where it was on, like it was squeezing all of my nerves. You guys, when I tell you, we have no idea how much our shoulders are important for so much that we do. Walking, your shoulders carry a lot of that weight. If you are sitting and you get up without using your hands to push yourself up, to, you know, push yourself up, your shoulders are the ones that carry all of that weight. The fact that it was in my neck, cervical discs are the ones in your neck, right? So because it's there, like I said, the vibrations of my voice, just me speaking, killed me, like absolutely killed me. So now I have been going through that pain for so long, I start losing my mind because they're giving me injections in my neck, in my back. They're just stabbing me up and nothing is working. I'm taking bottles and bottles of Advil a day. Like a day. I went through so many bottles of Advil. It was absolutely disgusting. And I don't even like to take pain medications. Like I'm not a pain medication taker. I don't take Motrin, Tylenol, Advil, none of that. I just go through the pain and I fight through it and that's it. No, I had no choice. I'm guzzling the bottle. It does nothing. I'm lying. The Advil did numb it some, but it didn't take away the pain. I might have been able to actually take a full step instead of like sliding my foot across the floor to get to places. But that was it. So after I go nuts, I'm like, I go to pain management and they're like, oh, do you want another injection? And I just start flipping out. I'm like, no, I don't want another injection. The shit is not working. I am in pain. I cannot live like this. I have children. I am crying every day. Crying every day. So I go for the emergency cervical disc replacement. So now what they do with the cervical disc replacement is they take out that protruding disc and they replace it with a metal piece that has some cushion, right? So that I am able to move my head and neck in all directions. You know what I mean? There are no limitations. There is something else called like a fusion in which they kind of like fuse the bone. But there would be a very small percentage of limitations. Like I wouldn't be able to move my neck in certain ways. And I didn't want that. I'm young. There's no way in hell I'm walking around like this. Just the day before I got smacked by this car, I was in great health. And now all of a sudden, I can't even think. I can't even think. No, you're not going to limit me. So I decided to go for the full replacement. The cool thing was, is I get to the hospital and the doctor who did the surgery, her middle name is my actual first name. And she spelled it exactly the way I did. So like in my head, I was like, oh my God, this is my guardian angel. I just walked into the office and I was crying like hysterically. And I'm like, you have to fix me. You have to fix me. I can't take this anymore. You have to fix me. She does like this emergency x-ray, and she's like, we're gonna do the surgery today. And I'm like, please, please do the surgery. She does the surgery. And when I wake up from this surgery, I have never felt better. So guess what I'm doing again? I'm hysterically crying again because, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm back. I can talk. I can fucking talk. I can say things. I love to talk. Anyone who knows me knows I run my mouth. I talk. So just the mere fact that I can just say hello without feeling excruciating pain running through my entire body. I'm hysterical. Here's the crazy part. For a cervical disc replacement surgery, right? It is on your spine, right? The back of your body. They go through the front of your neck. So now I have like this scar on my neck and it looks like I survived Jigsaw. And honestly, guys, I'm not getting rid of it. I'm not putting aloe vera on it. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to put makeup on it because I survived. And this scar is a reminder of me surviving. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm laughing while I'm telling you guys the entire story, but when I tell you the pain that came with it, I have never in my life felt. I've never experienced pain like this. I have children. I have four of them. Two I gave birth to naturally. The twins, I had a C-section. Right? That's pain. All of my ladies, y'all know what this feels like. You know what having a baby feels like. When I tell you what I went through was 10 times worse, it was 10 times worse. It was 10 times worse. I've never in my life felt, never. So now here I am. I'm alive and well, guys. I'm able to raise my hands. I'm able to walk. I still didn't get the knee surgery. I'll have to deal with that shit when I get older. Because no, I will not take any more of this. I am back in, what is it called? Physical therapy. I am back in physical therapy because I am now part of the crew in which when it rains, I'm in pain. When it's very cold, I am in pain. And I don't know what to do with myself. And I just lay there. I just lay or I try to stretch a little bit just to try to keep my body from like tensing up from the pain. It's absolutely terrible. My body is not the same. There are some things that I still can and cannot do. Some I might be scared to do because I still don't know like the extent in which my body can be moved. I don't know how much weight I'm able to pull. So I'm back in physical therapy. Needless to say, I went through the whole spiel of suing and going through all of that mess. And part of me regrets it, but part of me is very happy. The part of me that regrets it is I regret it because the lawyers dicked me. Without any KY. I'm sorry for ringing your ears like this or making your ears bleed because of my language, but this is what happened. So the lawyers didn't use any KY, right? And I got the smallest settlement in the world and I peeled it. For all of my out-of-towners, when I say peel it, that means I left quickly. Staten Islanders, y'all know exactly what I mean. I peeled it because y'all don't see me. Hi and bye, guys. Hi and fucking bye. So now I'm in a whole new state. And I feel great. I feel amazing. I am in physical therapy, working on it again, like, you know, getting my strength back up. I need to use my body. I need to use it. I've been so nervous. I've been so scared. And I've always been alone. I've always been alone. Not to me. Wait. Wait, did I tell y'all that the whole time all of this was happening, I had zero help? All of those so-called friends that wanted to be in my face, so, oh, I love you, and you're my friend, and all the people that I've done with, like, I've done things with in the summertime, and all the parties, and all of this mess. Everybody that I was surrounded by before I was hit by the car was nowhere near around when I was dying. I was dying on that couch. I had to sleep on the couch, right? Because I had like one of those low platform beds. And just for me to bend, to sit on my bed, I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even get that low. It wasn't happening. The living room became my room. And I slept on that couch for the majority of 2022. I feel amazing, and I feel so much better that I've dropped to everyone, because I've never been a phony person, and I love genuine people. And I'm so, like, I was so mad that it took for me to get smacked by a car in order for me to find out who those people were. Like, that's a terrible thing to go through. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you go through, oh, I'm broke this week, and I tried to ask a friend for $20, and this bitch didn't answer. Most people just drop people because of that. I was literally struck by a car and slept, and I couldn't feed my children, and there wasn't a soul there to help me. I just got a whole flashback. Anyway, they're gone. Anybody who just wanted to try to be fake with me all these years, they're gone. I did this shit by myself. I died by myself. My children were half fed half the year by themselves, and they did so well. And I was so nervous because they're so young. They were like seven. They were seven. At the time that this happened, they can't feed themselves. They can't walk to school by themselves. I'm not allowing that to happen. Anyone who knows me knows I am a protector. I protect my children. How am I supposed to do anything? I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything. I tried. I tried so hard. I tried so hard. I tried so hard. And I cried every fucking day. Yo, I cried every day. But I am okay. And I am here. And I am back. And I still have so much to tell y'all. Because we're going to unpack. Like that whole year. We're going to unpack it. We're going to go through what I felt. We're going to go through how I felt. Like, we're going to go through the physical, the mental. We're going to go through all of that. And we're going to unpack this shit so that you guys can understand what that was like. I want you to feel it. I don't want you to feel it for real. Like, I don't want you to go outside and get hit by a car and feel it. But I want you to feel it. I want you to understand from my point of view. You know what I mean? From a mother's standpoint. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about, guys. And I'm back. So don't go anywhere. And make sure y'all come back. And make sure y'all tell y'all friends, because Miss Troubles is back. And we're going to do this. Let's talk about it, baby. Let's talk about it. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Let's get the unpacking. Bye, guys.